You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
And we have reached the end of the iCare Support Pathway 2 years on events, and I'm joined once again by RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Matt, it's been a long day. How do you think it's gone?
Well, I think it's been absolutely brilliant, actually. I think a really well-balanced programme, which I think talks to a lot of the sort of national perspectives and also tapered into some of the local pilots. And then we ended with a sort of local regional update from some of the local societies and local sort of health professionals. So I think a brilliant programme. And I think a real sense of progress, actually. I know we're here to celebrate the 2 years on, and it's sort of 4 years from when we really kicked it off. But I think what you're seeing today is not just lots of sort of warm words and future intent, but some real genuine practical achievement, which is probably, if I'm honest, bigger than I had realised before the day. And I'm really pleased, I think, about it, just having conversations with the team about how do we really get and amplify the progress that we've made, because I think we've got close to, if not actually beyond, a bit of a tipping point, actually, whereby this now is starting to be woven practically into the sort of national picture.
Yeah, and you mentioned they're hearing from more local routes about how things are going there, and I think at RNIB we can often really, you know, emphasise that end, but hearing the local aspect of it as well shows that these things do work.
No, that's right, and I think, you know, lots of big, good national, central, you know, intentions are all well and good, and we can set up frameworks and set up policies and provide materials, but ultimately it's down to local people making it work locally, you know, in different communities, towns, cities, urban versus rural, different sort of demographic breakdown, and a different setup locally in terms of the precise composition of the local health board, the local charities, you know, other local bodies involved, you know, the belief of the local authorities, et cetera, et cetera. So there isn't a one-size-fits-all. There's a one-size-fits-all intention and provision of sort of good materials and guidance, and then it is down to the local teams, you know, to sort of make it work against that central intention. And I think the good thing we've seen today is a real ability of local groups to take those sort of central outputs and actually do something really meaningful with it locally, you know, to massive benefit for, I mean, tens and tens and tens of thousands of people who are now practically getting the support from the iCare pathway being implemented locally.
And speaking of support, the final part of today's event is going to be a drinks reception for the launch of the Beyond the Eye, a CPD, a training program for ophthalmologists. Just a few words on the sheer amount of work that has gone into getting to where we are now.
Now, again, another initiative that's developed alongside the sort of iCare pathway. I think we realise the sort of mental health challenges to ophthalmologists of being able to, you know, support patients, manage communication. You know, it can be tough on the professional as well as tough on the patient, and this is something we've worked on with the team at the RNIB under Amanda Hawkins, and we've had some good impact from the ophthalmologists and from academics like Murray Thurston, and so again another good example of great collaboration across different sectors to produce something which the sector has been sort of crying out for, I think. So it'd be great to sort of launch it today at the same time as having such a great event on the pathway.
RNIB Chief Exec Matt Stringer, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, David, my pleasure. It's been a genuinely really, really great day. I feel very proud of the RNIB, and I feel very proud of the sort of work everyone's been doing around this. We've made some really good progress. It's great to celebrate it today. Thanks for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.